KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome to another ABQ Connect segment. In just a moment, we're going to connect with Brian Cochran and get another financial update with John Moore Associates. And prior to doing that, I want to make sure you know this weekend at Calvary Church is an opportunity for you to serve as we head into the Thanksgiving season, the Thanksgiving week. This Sunday, November 20th, from 2 to 4, is the Thanksgiving pickup party. There's going to be families who've been invited to come and pick up contents for their Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but 1 in 4 children in New Mexico don't know where their next meal is going to come from, and thousands of food insecure children in our community may not even have a Thanksgiving meal at all. Well, these donations have provided a complete meal for families, and there's more going on that you may be a part of. There's a need to unload load things as we prepare for the event Sunday, and a need for specialists. You know, many of these families, if they can't put food on the table, they can't afford for health care or other things that we may take for granted. So here's what the need is. A dentist, if you're a dentist, maybe a hygienist or a nurse or an EMT, a medical professional of some kind, you can help provide professional services during the event this Sunday for these food insecure children and families. The other thing they're doing, you know, maybe you're a barber or a hairstylist or a photographer. They will be also getting haircuts in preparation for family portraits. Again, if they can't afford some of these other things, how are they going to do something like a family portrait to share with others this holiday season? So if you're interested in donating towards the event or serving at the event, go to calvarynm.church. You'll see the Thanksgiving pickup party banner at the top of the page, and you can click on donate or volunteer. So go check that out, calvarynm.church. As we talk about your generosity, it's just apropos then we bring Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates into the conversation. John, or Brian, it absolutely hits home on some of the things you'll be covering today.
Absolutely. In this season of giving, part of giving is often giving of our financial resources, so making donations, charitable gifts, and we know that tends to ramp up in the fourth quarter, especially in late November through the end of the year. So I thought it'd be good to maybe introduce some concepts around giving to wrap up the year.
Very good. Well, we appreciate not only your heart in that, but we know that you and John Moore Associates in general, you practice what you preach, and it's a blessing to not only see what you're doing in the community, but that you encourage others, including the listener today. So what did you have in mind?
Well, I thought we'd talk about what we call the four P's of giving, which is actually something we adopted from a book by Andy Stanley, Fields of Gold. And we try to teach this on a regular basis to our clients. We've written on it in the past, but we really love the simple concepts of the four P's of giving. And those four P's are percentage, priority, okay, progression, and prompting. So those four P's, I thought we could dive into briefly each one of them, and the listeners might grab onto one of these concepts and try to drive their giving forward by understanding where giving might fit into their overall plan.
All right, so first, sounds like percentage is where we're headed.
Yeah, so percentage is a good place. So the idea here is to always give a percentage of your assets or your income, not just a fixed dollar amount. And what we often see when we work with families is their incomes grow over time, but rather than raise their standard of giving, they just raise their standard of living. So if you always give the same percentage, as your income grows, you'll be giving more and more. For example, I've served families that started off married, and you know, a lot of times when you first kick off as a new young couple, maybe you don't have as much capacity for giving. So they're giving $200-$400 a month. And then fast forward 15, 20 years and their incomes have tripled and they're still giving $400 a month. So So always looking at your giving in terms of percentage rather than dollar amounts is very important and very biblical. You think of the story of the widow's mite, that she gave everything she had. It wasn't about the dollar amount. It was about the percentage. It was 100% in her case.
Okay. And then, was it, priority that's next on the
priority.
List?
Priority. Yeah, Steve, that's right. And the key here is to give first fruits, that giving should be a priority, that we don't give leftovers. We give first before we spend. And this is such a hard principle because I know times are tight, especially with inflation as it's been, and it's sometimes hard to find space for giving. But what makes it very hard to find space for giving is if you wait until the leftovers, because we can always find something else to spend on for our lifestyle and our enjoyment, which is also biblical, by the way. There's nothing wrong with spending some of your resources for enjoyment. But if we wait and only give the leftovers, often there's nothing left to give. So making giving a priority and giving first and then paying your taxes and your debts and then living on the rest is a formula to make sure you always have space for generosity.
All right. If you just tuned in, we're right in the middle of our financial update with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates, and we're talking today about the four P's of generosity. We've gone through percentage and priority, and next on the list, Brian?
Progression or progressive. And the idea here is that as time passes, you should strive to give more and more. And again, we talked about not just giving more dollars, but giving a higher percentage of your income. I sat with someone, a successful author one time, who talked about moving from 10% giving to 90%, sort of a reverse tithe where they were giving 90% and living on 10. So the idea here is don't let your giving plateau. And we often talk about tickled tithers, people who give 10% and that's all they ever give. And that is certainly not what the Bible calls generosity. I'm certainly not saying that giving 10% is a small amount, but we often have the opportunity for greater generosity beyond that 10% as our incomes grow and as God blesses us with other financial opportunities. So again, looking for opportunities to make your giving progressive. And if you're not tithing yet at 10%, maybe right now you're just starting your giving journey at 2 or 3 or 4% of your income, that's fine. No judgment. But try to keep progressively increasing that giving over time.
All right. And of course, you know, setting up a talk like this, you know, using the four P's makes all this easy to remember: percentage, priority, progressive. The other one that I've never heard tickle tither before, Brian. I love that. But we've got one more P to get through.
Yeah, and that's prompting. And the idea here is not to make your giving robotic. You want to leave room, leave space in your giving budget, if you will, in your giving plan, for God's prompting, that something might tug at your heart and you will feel called to give. Maybe there are certain things that, you know, pop up throughout the year, special giving incentives and opportunities, or maybe there's just a person in need in your life that's not a specific tax-qualified charity, but maybe there's a friend or family member in need. So leave space, leave margin in your spending plan and in your giving plan so that when you feel God's call to respond to a specific need, that you can respond. And that's counter to where we see some people give, again, very robotic. It's maybe they're tithing. They say, well, I calculate exactly 10% and I always give to this one ministry or just to my church. And I think God wants us to be joyful and cheerful givers. And sometimes that means that you find something that just calls to you and it gives you great joy to respond and act in a sense of generosity.
Well, we've been visiting with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates. He joins us each Friday afternoon on ABQ Connect to wrap up the show with some great insight into your finances. Speaking of which, Brian, I'd encourage our listeners, if they haven't gone to johnmoore.com, to find those insights. It's a no-cost way to get some great financial insight. Can you tell them more?
Yeah, so if you go to johnmoore.com, look at the top right of the website, you'll see insights. What we have coming up soon is we're just hosting a webinar later today on end-of-year tax planning concepts. And so we have a fabulous CPA that we work with in Arizona, actually, that's going to be presenting later this afternoon We're going to download that content, put it on the website. So there's a lot to learn there. And the four P's we just discussed is a blog post we've used in the past. So you can even go back and share that with others if you want to grab that link. So lots of good information on the website.
Always, Brian. Well, we appreciate your time. And thanks for joining us again today. And you and your family have a great Thanksgiving.
You do the same.
All right. And join us again Monday on ABQ Connect. Chip Lesko and actually, I believe it'll be Jim Williams spending time with staff from the Gospel for Asia, going over some of what they're doing this season through the Christmas Critter Campaign and how you can participate. We'll find out more on Monday's ABQ Connect. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.